What's going on, gamers? Welcome back to the Graveyard. I'm the Graveyard Gamer, and thank you for joining me for this Out of the Crypt review for Fallout 4. Now, if you haven't been following along and you don't know exactly what an Out of the Crypt episode is, it's basically me going back in time, back before I had a podcast and I had a blog, and I'm taking those episodes, and in this case, the review for Fallout 4, as I had written it in October of 2017, and I'm bringing it and putting it into podcast form now. Occasionally, I will jump in and I will kind of give you a 2023 perspective on my thoughts, but for the most part, everything you hear is going to be how I reviewed this game back in October of 2017. I know it's a couple years after the game's release, but I will actually get into why it's a couple years after that. So with that being said, let's jump in and let's talk about my review for Fallout 4 as I felt a couple years ago. So it's been a couple years since I started Fallout 4, and I finally beat it, and I want to talk about it. Now look, it's not out of the ordinary for me to play a game and review it a few years after release, but Fallout 4 isn't a game that I waited to play. I actually started playing Fallout 4 the day it released, and I couldn't put it down for a couple weeks. Now when I put it was down to a couple of reasons. One was the fact that there was other games that I wanted to play, and also Fallout 4 had some issues that made it easy for me to put down and hard for me to pick it back up. Then, in October, again, of 2017, I figured I forced myself to play just for a day or so, and bam, I'm not going to lie, I was hooked on this game. So, with that being said, let's look at what I liked, what I didn't, what forced me to stay away, and ultimately, my final thoughts on Fallout 4. So, I want to go all the way back to November of 2015 and talk about when I first started Fallout 4. Initially, I was loving the game. I really enjoyed building up my settlement. I had a lot of fun just exploring, and while graphics had never really won any awards with Fallout for me, I really enjoyed the art style they go for. During the first few weeks of playing, there were several times that hours would be lost into the world of Fallout 4. But there was an issue that became two issues that forced me to walk away. See, I don't mind leveling up and unlocking skills. I had no issues with the way it worked in Fallout 3 or Skyrim, but I just couldn't stand the way it worked in Fallout 4. The idea that you had to level up and then have to choose between upgrading one of your basic stats or picking a perk really bothered. For one, I felt like you should be able to upgrade a stat and a perk. That's how it kind of worked in Skyrim. Let's be honest, a lot of the cool new features that were advertised were really locked away behind perks, or they were really very elementary without them. I wanted to jump in and start upgrading my armor and my weapons. I wanted to mod the weapons. But you had to get the upgrade to get those perks, which I'm fine with. But I also have to make sure my guy's regular stats can handle the challenges that come with the world. I'm just not the kind of player that'll play a game like this or Skyrim and say, hey, I want to be a thief or I want to have one playstyle of mine. I'm a jack of all trades kind of guy. So in 2016, when mods came out for the game where you could just go on and load into Bethesda and actually get a bunch of mods to play as, I thought, you know what, I'm going to mod the game up, I'm going to fool around with a fully maxed out character, and just have access to all the goodies. But I'm going to be honest, after a few hours, I just couldn't connect again. I think it was the modding aspect just didn't feel right for me. I was just kind of disconnected. As petty as it sounds, I was still upset with the upgrade system, so I was ready to just close the book on the game for good. I can't lie, though. I felt guilt about not playing the game. You guys know, even in 2023, I talk about games that I walk away from that is just so hard for me to do. I did really enjoy the game when I first started playing it, so I wanted to go back to it. I wanted to give it a shot. So in October, I decided that, you know what, I would squeeze in a day or two of just playing around, putting it into my quote-unquote schedule of games I've been playing. I should also point out that I just couldn't do the mods anymore. I decided not to. I wanted to at least finish the game on my own, the true way. And as much as I'm okay with exploits, for example, anytime I play Skyrim, even in 2023, I'll go to Dawnguard and I'll use that hidden chest that they never removed and you can get all kind of loot and I'll go and sell it. As much as I'll do those kind of exploits, mods to me are just kind of cheating, right? Like, okay, you're really breaking the game to do this. And if I'm being honest, I also wanted to go after those trophies. Now, I gotta say that while the graphics have never been top-notch compared to other games of the PS4 generation, I really actually enjoyed what they did with this. Everything is solid, from the art style, the way the world looks, and especially enjoy the way that everything is future, but also retro. And I'm very excited to see in 2023 what they're gonna do as far as that next-gen update goes. The way that armor would go over different outfits really made some interesting options, both for combat and for visuals. And then you also have some pretty cool and fun outfits, like my favorite, the greaser option. With it equipped and a barbed wire baseball, my character became my personal Negan from Walking Dead. It was awesome. So, while not the best ever, or even the top 10 of this generation, I thought the art style was pretty impressive. And I'm going to be honest with you, anytime I get to walk around a future Fenway Park is awesome for this Red Sox fan. Now, when we get to the gameplay, it's well done. Sure, the third-person action isn't perfect, and really the first-person isn't great as I'd like to have had, but it does get the job done. What really helps is the fact that you can take a regular shotgun and with the modding system in the game, make it a beast as long as you get those upgrades. Another thing that is well done here is there's plenty of times when you're surrounded, but you never feel like the difficulty has like some spikes that you just can't overcome. Sure, you might be over your head, but with the right weapons, armor, skills, it might not be that bad. There's also a really cool system to build and mod your armor, power armor, which is really cool. You can craft healing items, you can mod different weapons, and also build up a random spot into a really well-defended settlement. Now, I'll be honest and say that due to a lot of the cool options and new skill being locked away behind upgrades, I didn't get into these systems as much as I wanted to, but the little bit that I did, I absolutely enjoyed. However, I did spend a fair amount of time on settlements. My original settlement, Sanctuary, I took the time to really set it up. It's a fun system that I'm sure over the last several years, people that really enjoy doing this kind of stuff have made some amazing settlements. Plus, you can't help it. Preston's going to call you every 20 minutes and tell you, hey, the settlement's under attack. Personally, I love it, but I wouldn't say that I could spend a lot of time at any given time just doing this. I would also wish that they would have done a top-down perspective and implemented that because I think it would have helped you get a full view of what your settlement looked like versus kind of that first person walking around choosing stuff or even third person. While nothing is done perfectly in this game when it comes to gameplay, the sum of the parts add up to a great amount of fun just exploring, looting, and fighting because that's one of the best loops of this game is going, fighting a bunch of people, looting. Going exploring, finding a new building or a new area you haven't come across, and just seeing what items you can get. And then for me, for whatever reason, I find it extremely satisfying in this game, Fallout 3, and Skyrim, of going and selling all of those items and just seeing how rich I can get in this world of bottle cap money. Now, the story is kind of hit or miss to me. Here's the thing, I thought right at the beginning of the game, I had figured it out. I knew where and what the twist was with the sun. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I think you've played any kind of sci-fi game, you kind of see that one coming. And I was somewhat right. There were some differences there. Now, I didn't expect it to go deep into slavery, what it means to be human, and what it takes to survive. Don't get me wrong. Those issues are there. They talk about, but they never get like too deep, so it doesn't become something like Bioshock. But it really does make you go, wow, that's, I didn't expect that. That's pretty dang good. This is a game that you can answer the nice way to someone and then 5 minutes later go off on a murderous rampage. So that's always kind of a fun, little weird disconnect, but also fun at the same time. The factions are all cool. They each have their own personality. If you played Fallout 3, you know, you're talking about the Brotherhood of Steel and so forth. And as they go on, I easily identified with one more than the others. And I will say that I was disappointed that the gameplay-wise, the three major factions, they all had the same basic outline for their last few missions. However, what I really loved about it is in this game, the factions, they actually tie into the main story. See, in Fallout 3, they were kind of independent of the main story. They were like little side missions, if you will. The same thing happened with Skyrim and its different guilds. In this game, they all tie into the main story, and I thought that was awesome. So when it comes to trophies and fun factor, let me just say that I thoroughly enjoyed playing this game. Once I'd kind of stepped away for the first 2 years and I really came back to it, like I said, I was absolutely hooked. I remember that October just being like super into the game. Now when it comes to trophies, I gotta tell you, this is a game I still want to platinum. This is a game I'm kind of waiting to see what happens with this next-gen update, see how that looks, see what it plays like, but ultimately, I am so stoked to get in there and try to work towards the platinum because I played it last summer for a little bit and fell in love with it again, so this is definitely a fun game, and as far as trophies go, they're not that hard to do. As long as you're just kind of exploring the world and kind of being mindful of certain things, it's a very doable platinum chase. Now, overall, I really enjoyed this game more than I enjoyed Fallout 3, honestly. Had the upgrade system not been as restrictive, really a skill point and a perk for each level increase, it would have been great. And maybe not so many of those cool features that were advertised locked away. I mean, honestly, going into this game, I was ready to build settlements and craft my armor and mod my weapons. But I'm telling you guys, you got to put a lot of hours into this game to really start to see a lot of that kind of start to pay off. But overall, I'm going to give Fallout 4 a solid 8.5. And I gotta say, in 2023, looking back at this, and being a PlayStation owner, kind of sucks to know that I'm probably not going to get to play a Fallout 5 if and when it comes out in probably a decade at this point. But either way, Don't let it stop you from playing this game if you have the opportunity. So gamers, I would love to know your thoughts on Fallout 4, especially now in 2023. What do you think about the game back then? What do you think about it now? Let me know. TheGraveyardGamer@gmail.com, TheGraveyardGamer on Instagram, or TheGraveyardG on Twitter. Till next time, I'll be creeping around the graveyard.